Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth, and truly delicious chocolate experience.
John Wall is a terminally ill cancer patient who's been campaigning for those with a terminal diagnosis to have improved access to medical cards. And he spoke to us here on numerous occasions previously on News Talk. Just over the weekend, he posted a video on social media, on Twitter. It gained huge reaction. Just take a listen to this.
Have you any idea what's going on out here? Have you any idea what people are going through? You talk the talk, but I've listened to several interviews over the last few days, all contradicting each other, all going off in different directions, and hearing what's going to happen next through various interviews rather than from the very people who are supposed to be managing this crisis.
John Wall is here with us on Lunchtime Live today. John, why did you post that video?
Talk to you, Andrea. Thanks for the opportunity. I posted it because of out of frustration. I was after listening to an interview with Killian de Gascoigne, who I have great respect for, and he mentioned about the Brazilian variant and how well it was being managed because three positive cases were identified as a result of people that presented themselves to their GP. And I just thought, you know, if we had a system that was working, we wouldn't have that problem in the first instance, because there are many, many. And as I said in that video, it's not about Brazilians. It's about people traveling in and out of the country, relatively unrestricted. And, you know, the nation as a whole, we've penned our hopes in the government to manage this crisis. And that's what we must do. But 12 months in, and we seem to be no closer, despite a vaccine, that we had put a lot of hope into, that it was going to be the saviour, as it were. But that's not going to be the case. Yes, it is going to ensure that we return to some kind of normality, but nowhere near in the manner and shape that and form that we would have expected. And it's dragging out.
Yeah, I heard John Funny, the Paul Reid, the head of the HSE, he was speaking in News Talk Breakfast earlier this morning, and I thought he sort of said there was a ray of hope.
There is. That's exactly it. There is a ray of hope. But you know, 12 months ago, we would have thought that the vaccine would be the silver bullet, as it
was
described.
Yeah, well, I think he used the figure 100,000 people, he said, expected to receive the jab, you know, to get the vaccine this week alone.
Yeah, and there you said it, expected. The problem is trust in the system, and we need to trust the system. We need to have hope in the system. We need to ensure that we get back to some kind of normality for everybody. But it's not happening. Even we have a cabinet meeting tomorrow, and there's been selective leaks over the last week of what's going to happen. Saturday morning, for example, I heard that those with underlying conditions were going to be bumped up the list in terms of the priority for the vaccine. Yet Saturday evening, it was some people with underlying conditions, that it wouldn't be all, it would be clinically based, which is all perfectly fine. But if you're going to release information like this out into the public ether, it has to be correct and factual. That's all I'm asking for. We don't need the selective leaks. We need to listen to the leaders of our country themselves talking to us. And yes, the media reports on what they say, and rightly so, but the selective leaking is causing absolute havoc. And I was listening to your contributors there before lunchtime. And for those people that have relationships abroad, this should all be resolved by now. We shouldn't be talking about it 12 months later. There should be a system in place, whether it be mandatory quarantine or otherwise, although personally, at this stage, I think we should be heading down a road of mandatory quarantine. We are an island nation. There should be an all-island approach. There's not going to be, but there should be certainly an all-party approach from the Republic of Ireland's perspective, because all the representatives in Dáil Éireann, they represent each and every citizen of this country. And rather than, you know, each party going off in their own direction, what seems to be happening at the moment with Taoiseach Micheál Martin saying one thing, and then you have Taoiseach saying another, and Eamon Ryan saying another.
Yeah, over the weekend and dates.
Yeah, it needs to be collective, it needs to be unified, but also with their Dáil colleagues. They represent all of us, and it's together. I've said this all along, it's together that we're going to fight our way out of this, to get back to a normality. You know, this summer, we need something. We need that ray of hope that Paul Reid, discussed this morning. It's not just a little sliver of hope. We need a ray of hope. We need to trust what's been said by the people that we have entrusted to manage this crisis. It's very important, and people are losing that. You saw over the weekend at the Phoenix Park, along the beaches in the west coast and the southeast, etc., you saw people congregating, and you can't blame them because they're losing hope. The slightest hint of good weather and the longer days. And how are we going to manage that if we don't trust the people that are managing us?
So you think better messaging, John?
Completely. It has to be a unified approach from our system and for everyone that's entrusted with telling us what is and what is not going to happen. We need to trust what they're saying, and we're losing that trust, and it's a serious, serious problem. Right across the divide, you can see every single day there's more and more people getting frustrated. And, you know, our mental health, Andrea, it's so important, and it's going to be as important as the COVID pandemic itself, as this progresses.
Well, we heard Ada, one of our callers there, just, you know, you said you heard her there just about 5 minutes ago before the 1 o'clock news, talking about the impact that not being able to travel to see her partner, you know, of 2 years in America is having on her. And there's plenty more, you know, like her as well, I have to say, too, texting into us here on the News Talk text line today. John, we've talked to you previously here on Lunchtime Live about your own situation. How are you doing at the moment?
I'm doing good. Like everybody else, I'm doing the best that I can. But it has been a struggle at times. Again, I go back to that mental health challenge, that I'm a positive person. And I look forward with a degree of positivity and hope. And that's been gradually eroded. Not a great day personally today, you know, just what I call a grey day. And it's just the body and the mind just aren't doing what you'd like them to do. But that's okay too. We talk about it, and it's important that we respectfully air our views in public. And we those that talk about it, that we do so responsibly. And it's so important to talk, not to keep this bottled up, because it is causing a huge problem. I've heard quite a few stories of, unfortunately, lives that have been lost as a result of COVID, but not from COVID. And that's people that have tragically taken their own lives based on the circumstances that we find ourselves in. And these are hidden statistics, but they're not just numbers. They're people, they're families, and they're just as important as people that die tragically with COVID and from COVID. And this has to be recognised as a society, that we have to manage it. We have to manage expectations. We have to manage our mental health. But we need help with doing that. And I feel at the moment we're not getting it. The narrative is all about one thing and one thing only, which we absolutely need. But there are so many other consequences as a result of sometimes what is happening, but also what I feel certainly is not happening and what's been miscommunicated at the moment. And I won't necessarily say mismanaged. I think at this stage, we should be doing better as a nation, and we're not. And that's, you know, where we find ourselves, and it's where a lot of the frustration, I think, for many is creeping in at the moment. And those that would have been absolutely rigid in terms of 5K and adhering to absolutely every element of the lockdown restrictions are beginning to question, hold on here, we cannot keep doing this indefinitely. During that video clip, I used the expression "pinned in like animals," and that's what a lot of us feel at the moment. We don't want to feel like that. We want to do what we can to ensure that pen is opened and that we can get out safely.
Yeah.
But it's just hard to see it at the moment, and it's difficult.
You're in Clare, John. Yes. You obviously fall into the category of, you know, when people with an underlying condition. Have you heard anything about your COVID vaccine or?
No, not as of yet. I await the news, I guess, like everyone else tomorrow. I'll wait my turn just like everyone else. You know, if I'm going to be bumped up the list officially, I'd gladly take it. I look forward with I can look forward with a degree of optimism. If I had a vaccine, I guess, at the moment, you're kind of wondering, you know, if something does happen to you, what impact it's going to have on your health. But I await, like everybody else, the news tomorrow. And that's the thing about these leaks, that we hear a little bit, but we don't hear the full story, or we're waiting for confirmation of what we think is going to happen after the cabinet meeting tomorrow. I believe the subcommittee is meeting today. And there needs to be more effective communications. That we're not building up hopes, or we're not wondering about the ifs and the buts and the maybes of what might happen. we need to be told what is going to happen from the very people that are entrusted to do so, and that's just not happening as it should.
I always think of the people that are working in the industries that they're talking about, and in particular I suppose the focus had been on the likes of the hospitality sector over the weekend, and you know, there may be some reopening in the middle of the summer, and what's the middle of the summer, and then there's a whole discussion on Twitter about that, and I just think of the people that are in those industries.
I think it's terribly, terribly sad. Again, leaked information, what is the middle of the summer, and nobody can define that. It was a term used. And I know people in the hospitality sector, and they're trying, those that will say takeaway, for example, in restaurants or hotels are all but closed. And the staff that they employ are wondering what is going to happen. And middle of the summer, you know, at this stage of the year, we would have said with a degree of almost certainty at Christmas that we'd be looking at, you know, April or May type of thing. And now we're looking at the possibly middle to the end of June, or even beyond. Like I have our family have a week booked the end of June, the other side of the country, and we have absolutely no clue, just like everyone else for that matter. Yeah. We've no clue what's happening. But this is February, 12 months in. We should have some idea where we're going for the summer, but we're lagging behind where we should be. And again, it goes back to trust and hope in a system that just doesn't seem to be there at the moment. However, tomorrow is an opportunity, I think, for our political parties, those certainly in government anyway, to rectify a part of that and acknowledge that the frustration and the mental health issues, and really try and get us back on board again. Okay. Because if we don't do it together, it's not going to happen in a timely manner, simple as that.
John, just finally, can I ask, how's your own health at the moment?
Health is good. It's very good. I have my up and down days, but in general, it's very, very good. Again, I'd like everybody else. I just want to live a little, and just not getting the opportunity at the moment. And in I suppose in considering where I am in life, I do look forward with I'm trying to look forward to the degree of optimism, but sometimes it's difficult when you're not allowed to live the final chapter of your life for good reason now. But you're not allowed to live. We're in a lockdown, and I don't want this to be the final chapter. I want my final chapter to be one with a smile, where we can enjoy the company of family and friends, where we can safely travel within our country. But we need to get to that point. We all do. And it's just, I think we're just struggling to get there.
Yeah, well, look, hopefully, John, we will get there in the not too distant future. But I do want to thank you for joining us here and sharing your thoughts with us on Lunchtime Live. And I want to wish you all the very best as well. John Wall there in County Clare here with us on the programme today. Messaging has been very poor since Simon and Leo left office, as this listener here in the News Talk text line. Micheál Martin isn't connecting with the public, and Stephen Donnelly's doing an amazing job at staying away from the media. Only information comes from Paul Reid and Tony Houlihan, and they aren't elected representatives. Another listener too, I'm here with my special needs son losing the hope, and I'm his carer. He's no access to swimming, etc. We're dying mentally. Help us, please. 156 hours in the week alone. I feel really unhappy about it, and I don't want to live like a caged animal, according to this texter on 53106. You can keep your messages coming into us.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth, and truly delicious chocolate experience.